I didn't want to go out first, but I'm not really a fan of these whole things since everybody knows something happens at a Halloween party. But you encouraged me to go. I thought it was a bit weird that you were really insistent on it. I don't know, because I mentioned that I was going to go as a cat lady or whatever. So we decided to go. Well, I got dressed up in the morning, decided forever what to wear. I was going to go as a sailor, and I was going to go as a pirate. But I decided to go as a cat. Just a couple of ears in my head, nothing too crazy. Black leather leotard. Just some little paws. And some black high heels. Thigh highs, may I mention. Nothing crazy again, like I said. I wanted to go as a couple costume with you. And even though we weren't a couple, but, you know, good friends, I thought it'd be cute. I told you we should go as Superman, Superwoman. But then you thought it'd be a little bit too cliche. I said, how would it go as pirates? Sailors, even. You disagreed. I never really understood why, but I just said, okay. So I spent forever doing my hair and makeup, obviously. Then I decided I didn't like it that much, so I put on a little cat mask instead. Showing my eyes and my lips. It was kind of more bondage, but we didn't talk about it. So, I say it's a little bit more bondage because, well, I decided to cut a little circle to put my ponytail through, so my long golden hair came out. So I guess it was kind of more bondage and a little bit more tight around the lips, but we didn't just get into that. So, I saw it was around 9 p.m. and the party started at 6, so we were fashionably late, of course. You made it a big issue not to come in time because you didn't assume that there was goody-goody people, and I totally understand that. Nobody wants to show up late to a college party, of course. So, 9 p.m., I hear the doorbell go. Come down the stairs, drawn up all over my mansion. And there you are. I guess I was a little bit starstruck. Can't blame me. You had a ripped shirt on, so your abs were just in perfect view. You had on, well, I guess they were your school trousers, but you cut them a little bit, so it came up to, like, your calves, but, wow, what muscly legs. Which sounds weird, but I never thought I was really into legs, but, fuck, you looked amazing. And your big shoulders busting out of the shirt as well. Since they were cut off sleeves, I just thought, fuck. And for a minute, I forgot we were even school friends. I forgot you were the guy that I got raised up with, who lived across the street from me. But anyway, I cleared my throat and I said, you ready to go? He said, sure. We hopped into the car. I bought a little siren and I put it on top of the car. He sighed and said, we'll get in trouble, blah, blah, blah. But we did go down a couple of blocks with it and it was a little bit fun. We arrived at the party just as I expected. Loud music everywhere. Girls running around doing the stupid little bend over, pick up something, you know, boring. I mean, one girl was just practically wearing a bra and a thong, but she was a sexy angel, I will admit. But anyway, I got kind of nervous when we came in since I got a lot of stares. Maybe it was my red lipstick with all the black on, but I didn't want to think about it. You offered to get me a drink, and I said, okay, no problem. Just drink, am I right? So I took the drink off you, and we decided to make it to the back, since it was like pretty loud music. It was practically booming. So, we went to the back garden. Way more quieter. It was where all the stoners were, so I guess we blended in perfectly. Until, well, she came out. I'm not gonna say her name since you already knew what the fuck I'm going on about. But she came out. She was a sexy angel too, I guess. I didn't think much of it since, you know, I didn't think you'd be looking at her, but surprisingly she was your type. But I mean, who can blame her? Those huge tits, that big ass. All white lace, of course. Your favorite. Big puffy angel wings. And her makeup was amazing. And she had white stockings on. White heels. We wouldn't be looking at her. Well, it is her party, so makes sense. She said we're gonna play 7 minutes in heaven. So everybody to come inside and come up to her bedroom. I agreed. I mean, we didn't want to be the party poopers or whatever. So, there are surprisingly only 10 of us, and you would think there'll be like 5,000 with all the fucking noise, but it's a whole different situation. So she spoke. Hi guys, so I think it'll be great if we all play this game. Exactly how she sounded like, by the way. I'm not overreacting. Well, I think 7 minutes in heaven will be a great game to play. I think it really break the boundaries in the, you know, around the room. Plus, it'll be a great way for everybody to make friends and have that little kiss. Slut. But I batted my eyelashes and I said, okay. Didn't want to be a party pooper. So, she got out a pen. She wrote everybody's name on a piece of paper. I didn't quite understand it at first, but what can you do? And then, she said. She shredded up all the pieces of paper in a little hat. I thought, not much of it. She crawled over to you on her hands and knees. I didn't think much of it. But she got up really, really close. Came up to her knees to be knee high with you. She got her lips, went closer to your face to kiss you. I thought, no way. But instead, she moved a bit higher. And giggled. She took the half of your head, came out to the center. She cut up the names with her hands, so it was obviously messy, and put it in the hat. She gave it a little shake, her tits bouncing everywhere, obviously. She gave it a little shake, and she took out a couple of names. She took out Sarah, and I think his name's Ryan. I may be wrong. So everybody done the woo, obviously. So they went into the little closet that she had. It was all cute, whatever. After a couple of minutes and after a couple of dry humping sounds later, it was time for them to get out. I got more and more nervous watching her shake the little hat. Take out names. I thought, fuck, it could be me soon. But after a couple of minutes, seconds, hours go by, I finally heard my name. Tess. I was so shocked. I thought, fuck, it's me. I'm at a high school party, I'm doing the high school party things. So, I waited. I felt myself getting so sweaty. I quickly put on some more lipstick while I waited for her to pull out the other name. And She pulled yours out. Jake. I was surprised. We both looked at each other like, no way. There's no way we could go in there together. We're practically brothers and sisters. But that didn't stop us, I guess. We got encouraged and we went in together. It was dark, obviously, which is what you said. I killed. We just sat there a little bit in silence. I don't think anyone knew what to say. He said, hey, I got more drink if you want some. So I took a swig. And I've been drinking all night, I will admit. But I bit the bullet. I said, fuck it. I got on top of you. Well, it was a bit cramped, may I say. So I was just sat on your lap. I pulled you close by your raggedy shirt. And I whispered in your ear, if you want to have a fright and want to have a good time, come on and turn off the light. You were confused. Well, I couldn't see your face, but you went, huh? And then with that huh eye, we started kissing. It seemed like it was for hours. It got more and more intense. Each kiss, you started grinding your hips into me. And I was grinding back with you. I felt like we were just rabid animals. It was crazy. It got so hot. I was really into it. Until we heard that annoying voice again. 5 more minutes, guys. Fuck. We both said. I quickly got off you, because I just thought, holy shit, no way, I practically kissed my best friend, my cousin, there's no way at all. He's like, you're my fucking brother, am I right? But then, I felt ill. You got my shoulders. But then, all of a sudden, you grabbed my neck. You slammed me against the wall. And you started kissing me hard. It was so rough. And I just snapped out of it. I felt like it was just the two of us there. You kissed me harder. Harder. I spread my legs open. I wanted you. I needed you. And I needed you now. I knew it. I couldn't hold it back anymore. You got your hand. I'm assuming that you were unbuckling your trousers. We heard someone say, 3 minutes. Fuck. You just... you slammed yourself in. Thank God I wasn't wearing any panties, am I right? I guess I kind of wanted this to happen. But you slammed yourself in. It was so hard. So big. You started pounding. And pounding away. I had to hold my mouth in, obviously. You covered my mouth. I was flowing on cloud 9. You kept going till we both fell close. And then you came. Like, you came inside me. Oh, it's insane. I couldn't think and I couldn't breathe. Like, you zipped me up after you had 1 minute left. Fuck, it was intense. I quickly fixed my hair, fixed everything. I tried to look like I was sitting as far away from you as possible. We got bullied by the harsh light opening. We both looked at the floor. So somebody asked, did you guys have fun in there? And we said, what do you mean? And then he said, but we had noises. And then we both said in disgust, no way. Like, we're practically brothers. The fuck do you mean? How dare you? We didn't speak about it for the rest of the night. I said I wanted to go home. And you said, all right. So we got in the car back. It was quiet. We came to my house. And you kissed me and said good night. I said good night and I got my things and I left. You looked back at me and you shouted out the window, something's dripping. I looked down my leg and I saw your cum.